So, Kim, the WASD report came out, and what are a couple of things that you were looking for in there?
Well, there's two things we probably should look at in that WASD report. One is the wheat in the bin, what our stocks look like, and the other is the planted acres. The quarterly stocks came out, and the ending stocks, both 2.4% above trade expectations, and of course that's negative for prices. You're looking at the planted acres for the 2016 winter wheat crop. All wheat, winter wheat planted acres were 7.2% above last year and 6.8% above trade expectations. Look at hard red winter wheat, it was 8.6% below last year and 7.7% above trade expectations. And soft red winter wheat acreage, 6.7% below last year and 5.2% below trade expectations. Of course, right after that report, we saw a little rally on wheat, and it's because of lower planted acres.
How low can the price of wheat go?
Well, if you look at the wheat prices back in 2009 and through 2010, I think that pretty much set the bottom. You also go back to 2007. Let's look at the futures prices on that. You look at the KC hard red winter wheat contract. Those bottoms were right around $4.30. Recently, we've been down to the mid $4.50s. You look at the Chicago or the soft red winter wheat contract, it got down to $4.20. Recently, it also has been in the $4.50 area. So I think if you're looking at the futures market, both for soft and hard red winter wheat, it's down around $4.25. I don't expect it to get any lower than that. But if you're looking at the cast, then you got to take into consider the local basis, and that's just going to depend on where you are around the nation. But let's just say that it's 50 under. In other words, we expect our cash price, our current is 50 cents under that on a normal basis. If we have higher production and if quality is low, like it was in 2009 and 2010, then you're going to see that basis weakened. I know in some areas we got a basis $1.40 rather than 60 or 70 under. So let's say we could lower that in the cash price under the futures by another 75 cents. That you'd get down somewhere around a base cash price, the lowest possible price it could go, somewhere around $3.30, $3.40 a bushel.
When do you see the price actually start ratcheting upwards rather than just focusing on small rallies?
Prices are going to increase when we lose a world crop. The world wheat production trumps U.S. production. You look back in past years, we've had above average U.S. production, low world production or below average, and prices increase. I think we're going to see prices increase when we have world production right now below 25.7 billion bushels. 25 billion would be even better. And U.S. production, 1.9 billion. Now, it is possible, like we've seen in past years, where you could have 2.2 billion U.S. and you get world production down around 25 billion, price is going to go up. And that normally happens in the August through September time period.
What do you tell those wheat producers right now who are looking at fertilizing, you know, here in the near future?
Well, there's a tendency for producers when prices are low to one, cut back on planted acres, and two, to cut back on inputs. And we've seen that. Right now we're seeing the lower planted acres. We know we've got them in the United States. A producer is a producer is a producer around the world. I think we'll see lower planted acres in just about every country except maybe Argentina, where they've got that, did away with that 25% tax, and so their price is higher. Right now is a critical time for hard red winter and soft red winter wheat quality to be above average. What we saw in 2009 and 2010 when that basis was, you know, 75, 80 cents below normal was because we had poor quality wheat in the bin. Our wheat wasn't exportable. We've got to have good milling exportable wheat in 2016. If we don't, we're going to see that basis go in the tank. And if we have a big crop and low quality, we're going to have really low prices. It's going to get down below $4 into that $3.50, $3.60 range. Now is not the time to cut back on inputs. Now is the time that producers, wheat producers, need to make sure they produce a milling quality wheat.